You guys, Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books was nominated for a Webby Award, which is this really prestigious award that I am dying to win. And there's a People's Voice component, and you can vote and get me from number two, second place, to first place. But you have to vote. Please go to vote.webbys.com. Vote.webbys.com, but it's kind of complicated, so it might be easier just to go to zibbyowens.com or my Instagram at zibbyowens, where it'll always be in my stories and it's in one of those little circle highlights. Please, please, please vote. Voting ends April 18th and I'm in second place, so please vote for best individual episode, talk show, interview show. Thank you so much.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, this is Zibby Owens, and you're listening to the award-winning podcast, Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. And speaking of books, I have two of my own books coming out this spring and summer. Princess Charming is a picture book, which debuts on April 19th, and Bookends, a memoir of love, loss, and literature, comes out on July 1st, and it is truly a labor of love. I hope you'll pre-order, order, and join me on tour as I go across the country. You can find out more at zibbyowens.com or bookendsmemoir.com. And you can follow me on Instagram at zibbyowens because I always post about everything. Enjoy the show. Kelly Rowland is the author of Always With You, Always With Me. She is a four-time Grammy Award-winning singer, songwriter, actress, and executive producer with over 40 million records sold. She's known worldwide as a founding member of Destiny's Child, one of the best-selling female groups of all time. Kelly is also the co-author of Whoa Baby, a guide for new moms who feel overwhelmed and freaked out and wonder what the blank just happened. She lives in Los Angeles with her husband and her two children. Please visit kellyrowland.com. Also, her co-author is Jessica McKay. She is an educator living in Los Angeles with her husband and three children. While juggling work, family, and self, Jessica has always saved time to read. As an English teacher, she shared her passion for reading with her students. As a mother, she shares her love of books with her children. And now, as an author, Jessica is sharing her first book with the world. Welcome, Kelly and Jessica. Thank you so much for coming on Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books to discuss Always With You, Always With Me.
Thank you.
This book is so perfect. I was like, where has this book been all my life? You have just like taken care of my guilt and like, you know, closed the door on it and like shoved it away. So thank you for that.
Oh, thank you.
How did this book come about? How did you two team up? What's the whole inspiration story? Let me have it.
Go for it, Jess.
Yeah. So we are parents together. Our sons are in the same grade. And so when they started school, we met and just, you know, instantly had a bond. And it was, I know for me, but also for Kelly, just a really busy time. When is it not? But I was a teacher for a long time, but then I entered in a leadership role at a new school. So I was in startup mode, working like around the clock. I think that was around the time, Kelly, you were flying back and forth to Australia, working on the boys. And when we did have time to connect through our children, our story just really emerged. And, you know, in between all of that busy working mom stuff, you know, we would read to our children. We spent time with them at school. I have these pictures of like Kelly reading to Titan and Chase. And anyway, we realized through all the books, there really wasn't a picture of a mom who would leave to go to work and what that specific separation was like. Usually the books would often have like a kid going to school and there's separation, you know, a discussion about it there, but not a working parent, specifically a mom. So we just said, let's create this. Let's make it a story for the world. Cause as is evidenced from our own libraries, it's not there.
Yeah. And Toni Morrison said, if there's a book that you want to read, write it. So
exactly.
That's exactly what has happened here. And I was fortunate and blessed enough to do it with a fellow mom who understood that and understood just the dynamic and the journey between a mother and a child, you know, the what happens, like the emotional attachment, the emotional part of it, which people don't realize, or some people don't realize, we go through it just as much as the kids do. So there's like a page where you see the mother cry in the car. There has been several times, if not last night, I'm just going to be transparent, where I'm heading off and I've had all this time with my kids and we bonded and we played and we read and we just had these intimate moments together. And then your schedule catches up with you. You know what I mean? So then, you know, it's the separation and you miss them. And like I said, crying on the way to the airport, like, the baby, even though it's 2 days, I'll be back in 2 days, but you just bond. And think about what COVID has done. You know, we've had all this time with our kids and just as much as they're like, actually, no, my kid is like, bye mom, I'll see you later. I'm gonna go to my friends at school. But I'm like, oh my God, I don't have him. Like, you know what I mean? Just all day, every day, which is good for both of us. But yeah, obsessed.
That was definitely my favorite page in the book. I'm like, I think that mom is crying. She is crying. And like, how she had the little thing that he made her, like, I love my mom, and how later it's framed because like those little things, like right behind this computer, I have like just the little love notes from my kids or like a little drawing. And then when they're not around, I'm like, oh.
It's so true.
They're always with you. You're always with them.
Exactly. P.S. Hold on. Can you see this?
Oh, yes. Those are gorgeous. For people listening, Kelly's wearing two rings that say Titan and Noah in beautiful, gorgeous rings. Yeah, my late mother-in-law gave me a necklace and like each one of the rings has one of their names on it. So I like to wear that.
Yes.
I'm divorced and remarried and I have four kids. And when I started the custody thing, I would sit in their rooms and sob. I mean, I was like, how could they not be here? How can I, like, I'm the type of mom, it sounds like you guys, like just so on top, like just wanting to be there and like soaking up every second. I'm like, how could they be gone? It's like the worst. There's no other, anyway, but totally relate also to the working piece of it too. And I love that you included a piece where they're at home, but she's trying to work from home. And like, you're like, oh yeah, you have the sniffles. I say, as I have like one of my kids is upstairs. I'm like, yeah, closing the door here.
That juggle is real.
Well, what do you two do? Like, what do you two do to make yourselves feel better when you're really missing the kids or you're feeling guilty about it? Like after you cry in the car, then like, how do you get over it? Do you call them more? Do you like write them notes? Do you have these magic traces, things, moments that you do? Tell me about them.
Yes. I know for me, when I'm gone, my magic traces are leaving gifts throughout the house, but calling them and telling them, oh my God, I left something for you. Did you, mom? I was like, yeah. I was like, go check the cabinet to the right of the trash can in the kitchen and da 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 da.
Wow.
So it's like a scavenger hunt. So like that's one thing. Or every time I go out of town, every other trip now, because these Legos are getting out of control. I bring him back a Lego set specifically to New York. I say, if I'm going to New York, I'll come back and I have a Lego set. So he's like, are you going to New York? You know, because he knows something is coming from the Lego store. But yeah, those are magic traces. And then I leave him notes, pre-written notes for his lunch kit. When he did have lunch, I would leave those. What else? What do you do, Jess?
Yeah, I do the notes too. I love a handwritten note. So I'll leave those, you know, in lunches if I know I'm going to have a long day, leave those in the lunches. But then I also just beforehand, like I do the anticipation thing. Like this is about to happen. I'm about to be out of town or gone all day. And just know, even if I'm not there, I'm always aware in your heart, and like, just have that conversation just so it kind of paves the way and like prepares everyone, including, I'm saying it more to myself than I am to them, but it's for them for sure.
Mm-hmm. I say that too. I wonder if it works. I mean, I'm always like, even if you can't see me, you know, I'm thinking of you all the time and I'm there and whatever, but I don't know. Again, it's probably more for me. But you guys are scavenger hunts. I have to get organized. Like now you've like shamed me into the bad mom category. That's impressive.
No.
Organizing like Easter egg hunts every time you leave. I have to do that.
No, not every time I leave. I didn't say that.
Okay.
And this is shame-free. We are not any shame. The whole point of this book is to get rid of the...
I'm kidding.
I was like, let's see, I've done that at least 4 times. That's about it out of all
that's
the,
a lot, though.
300 trips I've taken.
That's 4 more times than I've done that. So it's a great idea too. I think that the book, it really, you know, really shows that even having the blanket on one of the beds, right? Like the aunt is putting the son to bed, and it's just a reminder of how much a mother's love can be there all the time, even if you're not there. And then of course they think of, you know, parent loss. And there are a lot of kids whose parents have, you know, passed away. And Kelly, I read that when you had your baby, your mom passed away 3 weeks later, which is so awful. I'm so sorry about that. And just how do you go through when your mom is not there? And so, and still taking that love with you everywhere you go.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, when you think about, like you were just saying, a mother's love and how it's a constant, I can feel her around me. Mm-hmm. It's never a day that I can't. Or even if there's something, like I remember maybe a month ago, because it was really, really cold that night and the house got cold, but we were fine, like in the room, but I was like, Noah, like I literally woke up and said, Noah, but it just happened so quick. And so I go to his room and sure enough, his room is cold. I was like, I was definitely knocked out. That was not me. That was my mom. Oh. You better cover up my baby. So all I said was Noah when I woke up, and then walked to his room and it was an icicle. So we cut the heat on, but I was like, how insane to like still have that kind of stuff. Or when we're outside, I always say like, I know she's there because of butterflies. Mm-hmm. So, but I'd say butterflies, or when I see someone doing sign language, because she used to sign, she was the most beautiful signer, but on spring day, she would love butterflies. So it's just things always with you, always with me that make perfect sense. The memories that you make, the moments that you make. A girlfriend of mine just took her son on a mother son trip. I was like, oh, I have to start doing that. He's old enough now to where we start creating these memories for our kids. Mm-hmm. And that solidifies the always with you, always with me. Those are just, it just stacks the relationship. And it's just so beautiful how layered it is. Motherhood, period.
That's true. Even fatherhood a little too. I mean, I remember as a girl, like my dad worked a lot and all the time and I missed him a lot. But he took me on these 2 weekend adventures. He had like a monkey adventure, whatever he called it. And I remember those more than like anything in my whole childhood. We probably were gone for a night twice in my life. But I'm like, I remember going to Washington, D.C. and we went to Colonial Williamsburg. And like, that's what I remember. Mm-hmm. And I feel like all these moments, right? It doesn't have to be around the clock, all the stuff. It's just like these one things, just make that memory, make it different than like, you know, another day where they come home and I'm sitting here and like, you know,
absolutely.
Anyway, so I think you can also make a really big impact with a little bit of time.
Yeah,
absolutely.
For sure.
I loved how on the weekends they all get back together and the little trampoline. I'm like, how much time can I spend on the trampoline? You know.
By the way, that's the best time for me. Like my sister has a trampoline at her house, and after I had Noah, that was 3 months after I had Noah. I remember I was on the trampoline and jumping on it. And my nieces And of course, Titan was there and somebody was holding Noah, but I was jumping and I was having the best time and I'm just going completely ham. And my sister goes, "You just had a baby. You have to be careful." I was like, "Oh, that's right. That's right. But I'm just having so much fun." And the kids were jumping with us and we were just falling all over the place. But I was like, "This is memories. I love this."
Well, now I feel like I know it. I know what you mean about like your body after baby, after, because I read your book, Whoa, Baby, with like the most intimate details.
But so that was great. Happened.
Yeah.
That happened.
But how great, like how great that book too, just to let everybody know in like the funny, great way that you did, like what is to come. I wish I had had that book before I had my kids a long time ago, right? Because I was not prepared, even though you read the books, right? Like sometimes you just want like a girlfriend to be like, "No, no, no, let me tell you." And that's what that book was, you know?
Thank you. That's what I wanted it to be. Literally, like, we're girlfriends. And I'm just like, "I just want to tell you what's about to happen." Because nobody did that for me. Like, it was like, you know, the stuff that's like surface, you know, "Oh, you're not going to get any rest." Well, yeah, no crap. There's a new human. And it has to figure out exactly how to maneuver on this new space we call Earth with family. It's so many interactions, like trying to help them acclimate. But your body has to acclimate too. It's wild.
And Jess, I don't know if you felt this way also, but in Kelly's book, she talked about sort of feeling abandoned right after her baby got born because suddenly all the attention was on the baby.
Yes.
Okay, Kelly just like almost spit out her water at that comment.
I have times where family will come to visit me and they hug my children. They'll give them all hugs and I'm standing there like, "Hi, hello, what about me?" It's still the case.
It's true.
Yeah, I know, but I get it. I mean, they're miracles. They are amazing. But you know, actually that was part of our journey in this book, is like really bringing to light. I mean, it's rare for a children's book to have as prominent the mother. And so, you know, usually the focal point is the child, but this book, and I've seen others recently do it too, where there's a parent that kind of comes into prominence. And I think that ties into exactly what we're saying, just like, really, we are the ones reading the books to the child. So bringing in other layers and other characters and topics, because they see us. The kids are always watching. They're always, you know, noticing. So kind of like blending those worlds. And again, like bringing a little bit more attention to some of the grownups that they love also was important to us.
Yeah, like the dad and the aunt, you know.
Yeah.
Where is this whole village? And even what you did about getting up early and taking, like, I'm up early taking care of all the stuff that I need to do to make your world run, because it is such unseen work, right? It takes so much time. I wrote this whole article like soon after my divorce. It's like 6-7 years ago or something. It was called A Mother's Right to Sanity, because I'm like, all I wanted was to spend time with my kids when I had my kids. And instead I'm sitting at my computer and there's so many forms and so much paper, so much stuff with every kid. This guy, this camp, this play date. I'm like, how are you supposed to do this and actually work?
Right. Mm-hmm. There's this funny like meme, like I had to quit my job to answer respond to my child's school's emails. It's real.
It's true. It's so true.
It takes over and it's just a lot. So yeah, that was a page that we love, just starting zooming in on the day that it begins even before the child even knows. And to us, that was just really beautiful. The other day, my son said, what do you do while we're at school? And I had to like, really, they have no idea. And so I feel like this book and others that I've seen, there's one called You Be Mommy. I love that one about this mom who's like, "You be mommy tonight," and just kind of walks you through her day too. Cause the kids, they don't really know. And so our goal is really to shift the narrative, like let's normalize and own all of this modern motherhood and remove guilt, remove all of that, show the emotions of it all and kind of the roller coaster of a week and the life of it, but not, you know, not laden it with so much of the stress and shame that can come with it.
It's so true.
Yes. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Today's episode has been sponsored by Jay McLachlan. Jay McLachlan is a timeless lifestyle brand with incredible style and a spirit of connection. I am obsessed with Jay McLachlan and have been so honored that they are sponsoring my Zibbyverse tour. It just so happens that the tour goes to so many communities and areas of the country that have Jay McLachlan stores. And I love that the brand is philanthropic through Jay McLachlan's local and loyal programming. Host store events to give back to organizations that are meaningful to Jay McLachlan's local communities. I also love the fact that the clothes are just so chic. They make me feel polished and modern. And the best part is that most of the line comes in fabrics that don't wrinkle. I especially love the dresses, the cashmere sweaters, the other sweaters. You'll see them all over my Instagram. I typically tag at Jay McLachlan. And so you can check it out. It is absolutely one of my favorite brands, and I am over the moon excited to be working with them. In fact, I want to share the love with all of you. Jay McLachlan is giving 20% off new customers and listeners of my podcast with special code ZIBBY20, capital ZIBBY 20. That's 20% off for new customers and listeners of the podcast with special code capital ZIBBY20. Take advantage of it today. My favorites are this white, open, long cashmere sweater that I've been wearing on every flight that I've taken on this tour. I have a blue with light blue horizontal striped sweater, several dresses I even wore on Good Morning America. Check it out, Jay McLachlan. Thanks so much. Hey, grown-ups, the Cat in the Hat cast is a new podcast from Wondery, perfect for the whole family. Join the Cat in the Hat and your favorite Dr. Seuss characters as they get whisked away on a new adventure every week. Fish dreams of creating his very own polite and quiet podcast. That is, until he gets a surprise visit to his Fishbowl podcast studio from the Cat in the Hat himself, and it becomes very clear that the cat has other plans for the podcast, and those plans are the opposite of quiet. The cat may be disruptive, but it turns out he's also a great help to get Fish out of all kinds of predicaments. Bursting with music, silliness, and rhymes, the Cat in the Hat cast encourages us all to find fun that is funny in every episode. So sing along to new favorite songs, try your luck at Titanic tongue twisters, have some fun with wondrous wordplay, and most importantly, bring your family along for all of the adventures in the Cat in the Hat cast. Follow the Cat in the Hat cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to the Cat in the Hat cast ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts. Kelly, I feel like there's this, maybe this is a misperception that like, oh, like people who are famous don't have to deal with all this kind of stuff. Like it must just all work. Dispel the myth, please.
First of all, I just feel like it's just disrespectful for someone to assume that kind of thing. Only because I feel like, somebody wants to, I remember saying, oh, I'm just so tired. And someone said, well, you have help. I said, first of all, I don't say help like that. I have a support system. That's what it is. I have a support system to be able to do the things that I love and will allow my children to do the things that they love, have a roof over their head, clothes on their back, and shoes on their feet and food in their mouth. So for me, yes, it might be, as someone says, a celebratory or extraordinary lifestyle, but I'm still trying to figure out how to balance it all. You know what I mean? Like my husband, my kids, my job, and shield them from all of that, you know, and still have their innocence while, you know, everything being so out. You know what I mean? So I don't think that one holds more weight than the other. I just think that we're all moms, mm-hmm. and we're all trying to figure this out, and nobody gets a a rule book or anything, because somewhere along the way, I'm going to screw up. I always say that, like, because I remember I used to put a tremendous amount of pressure on myself and say, oh, well, this has to be perfect. I want this to be better than mine. And I was like, no, a girlfriend of mine just sat me down. She's like, you know, you're going to screw up, right? You know, you're going to screw up. She's like, I love you. I know. She's like, but I see you stressed by just being a mother, and you can't enjoy just the day-to-day things that's going to happen. She was like, even in the moments that it's the challenge and you're like, what do I do? And you're stressed. She was like, you have to just kind of like just submerge yourself in that moment too and surrender. Just surrender to motherhood and surrender to wifehood, or just surrender. And I was like, okay, ever since I've done that, I've been great. I've been great. Cause it's, and I figure it out along the way. It's not to say that it's not hard. You know, I remember I posted something where Titan was in the back seat and he was singing, and I guess I had Titan's seatbelt on, like a strap or something was the wrong way. It was on, but it was the wrong way. So somebody was like, I can't believe, well, what kind of mother would, and I was like, oh, that's what we're doing. Like, for moms just trying to figure it all out, we don't have time to do that. It's like someone told me, they said, you know, when you have your kid, you are born a mother. You're born a mother of one. When you have two, you're born a mother of two. When you're born three, you're born another of three. So it's like, and so on and so on. But it's like, you don't get a rule to this. Like, you don't get a rule book to this. Like, you just have to figure it out. And I'm figuring it out like everybody else. So I don't judge anybody when it comes to motherhood, because I've been judged.
I mean, you have to be like a certified genius to work all of the different contraptions designed for kids, car seats and strollers and whatever. I'm like, that's like, I felt this huge sense of being relieved once I got my kids out of strollers so I could stop feeling like a moron because I couldn't collapse them. You know, I'm like, I'm very accomplished in some areas, but like, I'm like ready to break the stroller because I cannot figure out. I'm like watching YouTube videos like next to my stroller. Like, what is wrong with me?
I do the same thing. Don't worry.
Well, you know, you could really tell, you know, through your Instagram and through, you know, when Hoda and Jenna surprised you with your kids watching. Oh my gosh, that like made me want to cry, and you could see your emotion. It was so beautiful. And it's just so great to have this role model of like reality of motherhood versus Instagram perfection of motherhood, which like none of us really need, right? That doesn't help anybody.
No.
Unrealistic expectations, because it is hard. And even if you surrender to motherhood, it's still hard. It's still, and then it'll change the next day. So
absolutely. It's like, there's this one video where there's, I don't know if it's her kid or not, but I was like, wow, she looks great to see she just had a baby. But this woman is holding her baby, and she puts her leg up.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, man.
That one.
I wanted to try that so bad, but I wanted to fail at it and film it.
Close the car door.
I wanted to try to lift my leg. Almost like I can't think of that one comedian in the UK. Celeste Barber?
Oh,
I wanted to do a Celeste Barber version of that. So bad. So bad. I was like, oh, I can never do that. That is a great trick.
So are you two going to do more books together, I hope, or individual books or another advice book? Or what do you have on the literary scene? What's coming next?
I mean, we'll have to see.
Yeah. A lot of people are saying, where's the book with the dad? Where's this? And so people are asking, but, you know, we'll see. We want to get through this one and see what's next for sure.
It's exciting. I kind of want to see this mom in other scenarios. I'm like, kind of fell in love with this woman. I'm like, where's she going to go next? Yeah.
I know.
Maybe she can help me get through, you know, high school applications.
We're not there yet.
Never ends.
Right.
You can write that one for us.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, having written this book, do you have advice for artists of any kind? I know you're performers, children's book authors, like you're creators, both of you. So what advice do you have for other people who aspire to be in your shoes in any way?
I know I would say, like I said, from Toni Morrison, if there's a book you want to read, write it. But I feel like, and I say that again, because I feel like everything changes, like the world is continuously changing. And I think that for kids to be able to see just everyday scenarios of life and storytelling is really important. It's necessary. And it allows them to be well-rounded on all things that have to do with their space and their world and how it's evolving and changing. So, you know, we're in a place now to where we can see a Black mother that's an architect in a book. You know what I mean? And it, like, I never saw books with kids that look like me in them. That's a really big win. And we have to continue to do that for other races, for other sexes, period. I just feel like it's important. It's important for sure.
Absolutely. What about you, Jess?
Yeah, I would just say to make time for it. We're born with creativity and whatever that is, whether it's through arts or writing, music, sharing our stories, there's something creative in us. And as we grow up, I think sometimes the world can start to pull that away from us. So even if it's like 2 minutes, 5 minutes a day, my kids are very close in age. I have three of them. I know you have four. We're all busy. Kelly's got her two kids and a huge career, but just make time, you know, find that, my friend and another author, Eve Rotsky, calls it unicorn space. Yeah. So really take that time, because our other demands pull us in so many different directions. And so if you just do a little here and a little there and every day kind of add to it, I think that's what really life is all about. And that's what, you never know, it can turn into something. So don't let the world tell you, oh, you're too busy. You have too many kids. You have too much going on. You can still do it.
It's true. You know, what would be great is if you guys came up with a list for moms who maybe aren't as creative for the magic moments, the things like the Easter egg hunt or leaving the scavenger hunt, post on Instagram or something, give like 10 things moms can do to like leave behind something that's more creative than just a note. Like,
yeah, I'm going to do that.
Will you do that?
Brilliant idea.
That would be helpful. Cause I would do it if I had the guidance and ideas, or maybe like idea of the week for a magic trace. Like, here's your idea of the week. And then this week I'll do a scavenger hunt. Next week I would do, I don't know, you know, try to knit a pillow or something. I don't even know.
Yeah.
That's a
great idea. Actually, we should do that just like on the buildup to the book. Like post, you know what I mean? I'm going to talk to Sasha about it. That's a great idea. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. See, women, when we work together.
Yeah. Exactly.
you can tag me. I'm at Zibby Owens, you know.
Yes, I'm going to.
I'll repost and spread the word, and then I'll show myself like doing the thing and post your book. And anyway, I'm so excited about this book. I can't even tell you. It's like, you know, music to my ears. So thank you for writing it and helping moms in this way by, you know, just being so relatable, even though you could easily not be. It's just really amazing. So anyway, thanks to both of you. Really fun.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Zibby Owens, and you're listening to the award-winning podcast, Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. If you like this podcast, you will love my new anthology called Moms Don't Have Time to Have Kids. Check it out, and you'll hear from 49 authors about all sorts of things moms don't have time to do. All the authors have been on this podcast. Also, check out my TikTok, @WithZibbyAndTracy, my other podcast, Sex Talk with Zibby and Tracy. Check out Moms Don't Have Time to Write on Medium. And of course, my new publishing company called Zibby Books. And now back to our daily author interview site and a quick hello from some of my kids.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Enjoy the show.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.